Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite, so visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this, this will be tragic. Don't dismiss the show, cause that it factor they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. Up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe.
It is Thursday evening, time for another This and That Chit Chat with your girl Tasha and myself. We brought you a basket full of goodies, like every week, remedies, did you knows, and of course, hot topics presented by Tasha. So stick around and hang with us for the next half hour of fun talk.
Happy Thursday, partner. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I want to give my mama in heaven a shout-out today. It would be her birthday, her 60th birthday. So happy birthday, mama in heaven. And wherever you are, I love you. And I think about you all the time. And today is just a very special day. It was a little bittersweet, but she who turned 60. So, you know, I hope you don't drink too much of beer. Don't have too
right?
much fun. I had to give a shout-out to the great lady that gave me life, and her name was Erica Ruth Widner. That was her name. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get back to the show. I had to give Mama a shout-out, you know.
Right. Happy heavenly birthday to your mommy. I know how that goes, partner, so, yeah. You know, I'm sending you love and hugs and all that stuff. It is not easy.
Yes, it's not. It never will be. It gets easier, but, you know, yeah, those are the
right.
days where you kind of be like, okay, take a deep breath, and it's okay. I mean, she's been dead for a long time, 92 is when
right.
she passed away. But it's Mama.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. You know,
it never changes.
Matter, even if it's never. And she told me that about her mother, and she was right. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay, because mm-hmm. she's in my heart. That's all that matters.
Right. And, my mother passed away, too. And when we, when we were talking, when we first, started the show, we were always saying, like, our moms brought us together. That's how we ended up. Like, they're up there working
though.
There, you know, working together. It's so true. It is so true.
Because that's
mm-hmm.
how we first bonded. I remember that.
Right.
Wow. Time flies. And it's been a long time. So are you ready for our Happy Thursday This and That show tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm excited. Always ready. Ready to get it in and do our thing like we always do at this time.
I brought some health tips, and tonight I want to talk about a very serious disease, actually. I want to talk a little bit about hepatitis C, and just to kind
okay.
of cover some of the risks,
mm-hmm.
We'll go into that just a little bit later. And also some health tips for hair, some foods that are good for our hair. And I will talk about that a little bit later. But I'll let you have the mic first, partner, and share
all
your
right.
story. Like we said, share your story.
Share my story. Okay. I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of an update and kind of let you know kind of what's going on and what I'll be talking about tonight. So I wanted to talk about my daughter. She had a health scare a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's something that all parents need to be aware of and, definitely – understand that you have to know and trust your children when they tell you that things are going on with them. Because sometimes, in my particular case, there was no other symptoms for my daughter other than pain. Everything was normal. All her labs were coming back normal. everything. I'll basically go into it. She came into my room a couple of Sunday nights ago, and she was having pain. And now, mind you, my daughter loves school, okay? So she don't care if she got a broke leg, a missing foot. She's going to school. So she was just hurting, just doubled over in pain. And I'm like, okay, thinking that this is, you know, her monthly visitor. And it wasn't. So I gave her, well, I didn't know at the time, so I gave her just some medicine, you know, thinking that she was going to feel better. She got in the bed with me and just was laying, you know, on me, and then so she just fell asleep. So I was like, okay, well, that was weird, but, you know, everything seems to be okay. Then she woke up, she woke me up around 9 the next morning, just back in serious, serious pain. And, I mean, like, just uncontrollable, and I didn't know what was going on. So I was like, okay, you're going to the doctor, because the particular area she was hurting in, it just didn't register, and the pain degree, it was too much. So I took her to the urgent care first. When I took her to urgent care, they were super crowded, and they came out, the doctor, who they're excellent up there, because I know that they weren't supposed to do it, so that's why I won't mention their name. But he came out to me, and he told me basically, like, she's too bad off to be there. And I need to rush her to ER as soon as possible. Yeah. Because he was just like, it's just, you know, they just don't have, they just couldn't see her. And she needs to be seen ASAP. So they told me that, you know, they were going to call her an ambulance. I was like, no, I'm going. And I grabbed her and we were out of there. And I took her into AR, I mean, to ER. Oh my God, not AR. ER. And when we got there, it was, once again, a lot of people. I went to the nurse directly, and I said, you need to see my daughter. You need to bring somebody out here to assess her right now. When they came out there, they were like, okay, yes. They had her do a test where she jumped in the air, and she jumped in the air, and she was just, once again, in pain, crying, everything. Oh. They said, okay, she basically passed the whatever the test was for the appendix. She was testing positive as far as that goes. They had to do more detailed, you know, research, but the initial, she, you know, so we knew basically it was appendix. When they put her in the back, they put her on morphine. My daughter's 15 years old. Put her on morphine, and she still was crying, still was in pain. And this went on for hours. They were taking her temperature. They were doing everything. They sent her for a CT scan, everything. All the blood work, everything came back normal. She had no temperature. She had nothing. So this went on. They said they wanted to keep her for observation because their fear was that it was going to present itself. If it was appendicitis, it would present itself in some sort of way. And they had to rule out things. They had to rule out things like, you know, cystic fibrosis and all kinds of things that are, you know, prominent with Black women. So they ended up having her, you know, just basically days. I mean, 3 days we were in the hospital. She was still in pain, still on morphine every 2 hours, still crying. It was awful. And it's very hard to see your child in pain. And you can't do anything. You know, you can't do anything. So I held her hand, you know, did that whole bedside mother thing, you know, trying to make her feel better. She was still hurting. By that third day, I said, this is it. I don't know what it is. Don't care. Take the appendix out and then we'll deal with it. Because something else is going, you know, going on. So the doctor agreed. He was like, we're going to do two surgeries. They're doing exploratory surgery on her, and then they're doing the appendix removal. Yeah. So she, you know, was scared. I was scared. I didn't want her to have it. Her dad, both of her dads were there, and you know, they were just being super supportive, and you know, just it's funny, you know, they did not like me, even though we were happy that she was going to have the surgery and things were gonna, she was gonna feel better. When I was going with her down the hall, because only one parent can go, they were just a mess, and I was a mess. So when she went into surgery, finally she went to the surgery Thursday night. It's been two Thursdays ago now. She was just, she said that it was a terrible experience. She was like, she couldn't really fall asleep, when they were giving her the anesthesia. So I guess the nurse did some sort of trick or something on her to where she held, like, basically her pulse to make her go to sleep. And she went to sleep. And then when she came out of surgery, they said that not only were her appendix red, bright red, very tip of her appendix was bright red, but the pressure from all the pain and the swelling had got on her fallopian tube. So that's why I was saying to all parents out there, trust your children, know your children, and just really don't accept no for an answer, because she had no other symptoms. And if it would have kept going, you know, you never know what could happen. So I definitely want to share that story with you guys tonight, and I'm going to definitely pass it over to my partner. But just, yeah, trust your kids. That's all I'll say. And I want to say thank you and a shout out. I'm sorry, I just checked our chat, and Carmenita, shout out to Carmenita. She's listening. She's like, oh, we're listening. So, and her mom and her whole family, thank you guys for listening to us tonight. And I'll pass
it to
you, partner.
Shout out, Carmenita, and everybody that's listening. First of all, your daughter deserves a big old hug. Oh, my God, that is just awful. Oh.
Yeah, it was bad. It was terrible. Terrible.
Well, I'm glad she's okay. My 27-year-old, when she was 12 years old, I was having similar experience. Actually, we was in Germany, and she had pain. But, you know, her thing was she was scared to tell me because she was scared of doctors and needles. So she didn't tell me for a while until I could tell. I mean, you and mom, you know, something's wrong with your child. And I'm like, your color, you look sick. What's going on? I can't use the bathroom. My stomach hurts a little bit. But I was watching it, and as it got worse, I mean, it was to the point where she almost crawled to me and said, Mama, let's go to the ER. And she was so scared of doctors. And, I mean, she had, like, it was a bladder infection that, of course, she didn't tell me about. It didn't really, you know, so it got worse. And it got all the way up to her kidneys. I mean, she almost lost a kidney. It was horrible. When she was 12, yeah. So I can kind of relate to that.
Yes, definitely.
Ooh.
Oh,
yes, yes. Listen to your children. Which I mean, she
God forgot.
Really,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah. I really had to kind of, like, force it out of her. But then the pain got so bad, and she just came to me. Yeah, Mama, let's go, let's go, let's go. Okay, to something a little bit more positive, food and hair. I just want to kind of give the listener a few health tips for our hair, food that affects your hair. Salmon fish, if you eat a lot of that, makes your hair shiny. And for growth, eat Greek yogurt. I love that because I love Greek yogurt. I don't know about your partner. Now,
I do too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spinach is good for bridal hair. Oh, brittle hair. I said bridal hair? Brittle hair.
I know. I was like, bridal hair? Who can marry?
Well, you know what?
Brittle hair.
You know, when you marry the bride, the brittle hair. The brittle
hair.
Now, iron, of course, we know about iron. Like, it's always good for hair, for nails, and all of that stuff. But cereal has a lot of forfeit iron in it. I didn't know that. Crazy. I didn't know that. I don't even like cereal. Do you?
You know what?
I don't. I don't.
You
don't
like cereal?
I
only like a couple of cereals, so. But you
don't
eat cereal at all. You're like my daughter. She doesn't eat cereal either.
I don't like it. And I guess in some places, in some cafeterias, they consider grits as hot cereal, which is kind of weird. But I do like grits. Now, I will eat grits with butter and salt and cheese.
Right. But, I like grits and eggs and butter and cheese.
Yes. To fight dull locks, eat sweet potatoes. Have dry hair that lost its shine. Sweet potatoes are filled with a good-for-you antioxidant called bitter carotene. That's how we would say it. Your body turns beta carotene into vitamin A that helps protect against dry and dull hair, which encourages the glands in your scalp and make an oily fluid called sebum that keeps your hair from drying out, which is a very good thing to know.
And you know what's funny?
You
like sweet potatoes? You eat them?
Yes, I do.
See, and I can't stand them, but I'm like, I need my hair to be nice, so maybe I'll just try to eat them. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, partner. I got another shout out. I want to say hello to Arion, our littlest actor. He's like, because I said his mommy's name. He's Carmenita's son.
and he has acting aspirations. So I can't wait for you to meet him, partner. He's only 4, so.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to meet him either. Mind that something. I know you're old. Wow.
Yeah.
You know we embrace talent. So.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling them, you know, when I met them and stuff about our show, and I'm like, that's what we've been doing for how long we've been on air, partners? Like 3 years?
It's going on
3 years.
It's going on 4.
Mm-hmm. It's going on 4 years. Oh my God, where's time go?
Yeah, time just goes. We're getting old.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had so many artists. And I mean, so many artists on our show, like when you look back, it's like, it's a wonderful thing. It's an amazing thing. International artists, verified artists, authors,
right.
You know, poets. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, we just had the whole nine yards, rappers, producers,
right.
I mean, actors.
Mm-hmm. actors. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
You know, now that we're reflecting back, let me reflect back. Remember our very, very, very first, you know, it was our second guest, I think.
Uh-huh.
What was his name? And it's so bad.
Our very first guest was Mick Donay.
No. No, it was not. It was Sean.
No?
Remember?
It was Sean?
Sean.
It was Sean.
Wait.
Really?
Mick Donay was
our
first guest, girl.
Well, you know. Okay, well, you know.
He was our
first
international. Yeah, he was our first
international artist. Our first big artist. Yeah.
Yes, our first because
shout out
was already
too.
Established.
Yes,
shout out to him. Yeah. And
yes.
Then, well, of course, Blast the Trump, but he was already in California when we interviewed him, but he is originally
right.
from overseas, too.
Yeah, he
and
is. Goodrich.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mr. Goodrich. And I wasn't on. I was on with Mr. Ridge. I wasn't on with
Mr. Mojo.
Mr. Mojo wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Hopefully he can come back and then we'll be on there.
Yeah,
that'd
because
be cool.
He has good, he's really good, like, for artist questions, indie artists in particular, because, you know, he has his own music, Verified Music radio show pace, royalties.
Right.
And he has very, very great and amazing tips for artists, which people can always go back to our show and listen back on the demand shows when he was on, because he shared many
mm-hmm.
good tips. And I don't know if you, I'm sure you remember, partner, he had shared some good tips and kind of talked about the whole how you should promote, how you should approach, and kind of promote yourself too, and approach
right.
Approach these producers, approach these managers and potential,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, approach them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared. And especially social network. That's like the biggest thing. I mean,
it is.
That's number one.
It's so important, and so many people don't social network, and that's what I try to tell people, because I feel like you can't start a business strictly online, you can't start a business strictly in person. You have to have both. It definitely has to be 50-50, and it's a lot of time and a lot of effort, but it's such a huge payoff. And don't be afraid to talk to people, because I'm telling you, I wouldn't know the things that I know or have met such amazing people if I was just sitting in my bubble and not talking to people. Like, network, it leads to, you know, the dream working. I know they say teamwork makes the dream work, but so does networking. So use that too.
Yeah. And we live in a time right now where, you know, we are able to do that. I mean, think back. I mean, back in the days, people couldn't mm-hmm. social network. They didn't even have that privilege. Now you can,
right.
Well, we've talked about that before. I mean, you can
mm-hmm.
one-on-one talk to your, like, you know, your artist, and you, like, you can tweet
mm-hmm.
them, and I mean, come on, you know? And now, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Ellen DeGeneres, she has, like, a YouTube channel where you can upload your videos to her show, and she looks at it and may pick you. I'm saying it's so much easier now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which sometimes,
I
guess, the most easiest, simplest things sometimes, you know, seem harder even because they're right in front of your
mm-hmm.
face and you can't see them sometimes. But just imagine back
right.
in the days how hard artists had to struggle to get their work out. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
actually literally had to go out there, you know, and,
yeah.
and drive everywhere and promote their stuff. I mean, it's still good doing that.
Exactly.
But now that you can social network, yet do not leave that out. It is so vital these days.
Not.
Exactly. And I also don't want to take advantage of the fact that every single person that's on, that's listening to our show is an artist trying to, you know, get out there. It may be some artists that are already established or people who are established. So to the key holders, you know what I'm saying? You guys who have mm-hmm. opportunities for people, be open. You know what I'm saying? Once again, you know, just my own experience and what I'm trying to do. I'm doing my management company right now, and Carmenita is doing her wig line. So she's been going out and talking to beauty supply places, trying to get her wigs into the stores. And some of them are like, well, do online, go online and try to sell, because we only buy from big, large places. So I'm using that to just to say this, you know, if you are a person that is, you know, a key holder and can put people, you know, in those positions, you know, don't just be so closed off, you know, you try and see. And to the artists out there, every no, you know, leads you potentially to your yes. You only need a few yeses, okay? So don't worry about it. Some people say you only need one yes. I like a couple of choices personally for myself. Mm-hmm. I like options, so you can pick the best deal. But at the same time, you know, to everybody, don't be discouraged. Keep going and listen to us every single week, because we always try to give you guys some sort of tips and insight to getting out there and getting your products and your brands out there, no matter what. And I know, partner, you know, you've been a poet for years, a phenomenal poet. And I look and I'm just like, okay, you know, she is like a Maya Angelou, or like, you know what I'm saying, Sanchez and all these famous, you know, artists.
Oh my God.
If we don't share and we don't, no, seriously, I mean, even in our group, our poetry group, we have some people in there, I'm like, oh my God. But,
yes,
you know, we got to share. We got to share. We got to help. All that stuff. So lots of stuff.
I mean, I look at it like this, like the biggest artists in history, the biggest painters, the biggest poets, musicians, all of them share one thing, that they were rejected over and over and over, and they just never stopped. They never
stopped.
It's very encouraging.
You can't.
No matter who you like read up about, I mean, like people told them, oh, you're never going to make it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If they would have stopped, right. We would have never known. We would have never known about no Shakespeare. We would never, you know, I'm just saying, like, no is a yes. No is saying,
yeah, it is.
Yes, you need to try harder and again and again and don't give up. So no doesn't really exist in my vocabulary. It doesn't
exist.
It's like, whatever.
Right. I was going to say, tweak your products too. Whatever you're selling, whatever. No is not always necessarily no. It's if you do this, or if you try this approach or something, it's always making you better. And you don't have to take every single person's advice, or you'll be running around and changing things. But do your research, do your homework, know what works,
right.
and definitely study your brand and know your industry, become an expert, and then that's when people will invest in you, when you become an expert in your, you know, in your field, definitely.
And then remember, we also talked about success is different for each individual person. Like,
right.
You know, to me, success could be, okay, I've written songs in the past and artists are singing my songs and that's my success. I'm completely happy with that, and I think I'm just saying, there's different. Everybody sees
there's
success.
Levels.
It's different to them, right? The most greatest success is the success within you, because if you feel that you succeeded inside, that's when success really can bloom and grow. You know,
so
from
true.
That seed, but that
so
seed
true.
Has to be that seed has to start within you. If you feel like you're successful, you are successful, and you're going to become even more successful. So some people measure their success by their bank account or their current situation. Don't measure your success by your current situation. Your current situation, okay, it's present. We should never ignore the present. But you know what? You have to look forward to tomorrow, the next day. And you know, embrace what you got now, be grateful, but it's time to, you know, don't concentrate on, okay, my bank account is empty and I'm not driving a Mercedes Benz and I don't live in a mansion. If this cannot be, you know what I'm saying?
It can't be your God. It can't be your everything. You know, worried about what you're driving and what your, you know what I'm saying, what your financial situation is. I understand that.
Don't get me wrong. That's great. It's great to have all that. But what I'm saying
is
don't look at that as, okay, this is what success is. No, this is just good, healthy, wealthy living. But success starts within you. So success starts within you, within your own self. And I cannot
always
stress that enough. I mean, I was 9 years old when I discovered my urge to write. It took me I was 17 when I kind of realized, I think I was kind of born to do this. But still, you know, I'm 17. I kind of knew it in my 20s. But I tell you what, I've always known, okay, I need to write. It doesn't matter right now if, you know, if I'm going to become a great big writer one day, but that's just who I am, right? That's where it starts
that's
for me.
Right.
I'm a writer. Nothing can stop that. No no's, no turnaways, no turn downs, no rejection can quit that. I cannot quit that. I cannot give my 2 weeks notice. That's who I am.
That's right. It is definitely. And I was talking to somebody the other day because I had written this poem basically, and it was just telling how compulsive it is, writing is for me. Like, I absolutely have to do it, and it's not oh, should I write today? It's, oh my God. it comes to you so organically, and it's something you cannot get away from. So whatever that thing is that's bugging you, that's driving you, that will not let you off the hook, that's your passion. And all passion is not meant to make money off of it. Some people's passion is just that. People always ask me, like, well, why don't you sell your poetry and have it on, you know, things and sell it and all this stuff? And I know that I could pursue that path, but I am a person, and this is just who I am. I like to do so many things. So for me, that's just my hobby. That's just me hanging out, and it's something I love, and I love the networking and the connection, but it's not something that I would be like, oh, I want to market this and sell this and make it my thing. I love helping people. I love seeing people shine and achieve their goals, and that's where I'm at. So, and that's my goal,
and
to help others.
And that's a wonderful goal, but it's nothing wrong if you want to achieve that goal of living, like, you know, large too. But like you said, these things, helping others, fulfills you. To me, giving has always been more than receiving. That's how I feel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I give, when I can give, and, you know, giving doesn't necessarily always have to be something materialistic. You can give great advice. You can give a hug. You can give love. You can give somebody your attention. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can give, and that can mean so much to another person. So I'm always big in giving. I love giving compliments. I love making another person feel good. Those are the type of things that I love. And, of course, I tell you, of course, if I had right now, and, you know, if is actually a bad word, and I promised myself I wasn't going to use the if, but when I have this huge basket full of millions, do you know how great it would make me, it will make me feel? Like I said,
it will make you feel.
There's some words we're not supposed to use anymore. Yeah, I'm trying. But to give that out to people in need, I mean, that would make me sleep better. Of course, I would take some money and buy me in a car and a few things, too. But to give is just such it's such a pleasure. I love to give. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we have this show. That's why we are nonprofit. We don't charge people. Mm-hmm. We promote.
Right.
We help promote. I mean, you know, and we started from where? A conversation. You know, I mean, in everything.
A conversation.
Yeah, it started from a conversation.
We started as two writers, two writers who had just recently, I recently lost my mother, and then, you know, to me, that never grows old. We talked about that early in the show, that feeling and that you know, that loss. It could have been yesterday. It could have been 20 years ago. It's all the same. Mm-hmm. So when me and you connected on that level, it was like, you know, we wanted to do something that was going to benefit, you know, people. That's why I don't come to people with my hand out like, oh, you know, you want this, then give me this. You know, I come in there like I'm here to fully support you. And that's how your spirit is, too. So that connection has been a beautiful thing. It's been a partnership that I definitely always
appreciate it, because I listen to people every time I approach somebody about doing our show. Usually people will find me, but, you know, there are times when I, you know, when I find people who are, you know, trying to build and do things like that, I'll say, well, you know, I have this platform, you know, maybe you should think about being a guest on it. And they'll be like, well, how much is it? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what type of world we live in. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, we've been blessed to be able to be nonprofit. And, you know, our thing is just helping them helping the artists get their name out there, get the word out there for whatever dreams that they want to achieve. So that's, that's been a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And how much more beautiful is it to look back and see we've had established artists on our show that didn't need to, I mean.
That did not need our show to promote, right?
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, that just gets to show where you can go if you just believe in what you do. And also, I just want to reflect back on what you just said as far as, like, you know, we don't really ask for nothing. I do ask for something, and I will say that right now live. What I do ask for, I say, listener, if you're listening, artist, if there's something you want to do for us, help you and others. Spread the word about our show. That's all we ask about.
That
spread
so
the word.
Yeah.
Let people know, hey, you know, that's it. That's all we ask. Is just, you know, follow our show and spread the word. That's what we ask for, and that's it. And, I mean, you know, a lot of artists came back, did songs for us, went to the studio. I even went to the studio with an artist, and so they give back in that way, and that's just lovely, right? We have, like, all these theme songs. I mean, that's just wonderful. That's all love.
I know. And it's crazy, because when we have we have Glass the Tramp during our drop, and then we have, you know, Zoe, who, you know, blesses with a beautiful intro, and then, you know, of course, Chris, his intro is so us. It just is. I mean, just the way that he captured what we do. We share your story, and, you know, just get out the message that you want to put out. That's what this was all built on. So
It's been awesome. He goes by the artist name of Rec App, and you can find him on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Rec App. That's Rag A B Cap A B. And then, you know, have you ever listened to the part where he says from Compton to Mannheim? You know, Mannheim is my city where I was born at.
Wow.
And
that's another
from California.
We're international, right? Right, we're international. That's the crazy part. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, yeah,
international airplay. International push to get that airplay.
Get that airplay. She knows the lyrics.
I know the lyrics. I'm telling you.
We have a lot of listeners from overseas, and that's just amazing, because that's just a whole lot of avenue, and a lot of people might know that, Europe is a platform for a lot of artists. Like, you know, if they can't, like, it's a little bit easier over there to become known. But, you know, the funny part is, like, with Nick Donay, because he's like a true soul artist. And he, you know, I think he's kind of having a hard time. And in Germany, they are, I think they're more into that pop bubblegum type. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't want to offend anybody, but he's a true artist, and he just deserves so much more. I mean, he's verified. He's doing good. He's touring right now, has a new album. I mean, he's doing great, but I think he deserves a little bit more love over there. Like, they give the international artists more love than their own, if you know what I mean.
You know, isn't it like that, though, for most of us? I mean, you know, I'm not trying to throw any of my, you know, people under the bus, but I get so much love from people who are basically complete strangers. My family, they're like, yeah, she can write. And that's where it ends. You know, not a lot of support, unfortunately. And, artists need that. So, you know, because you got the world that's, you know, basically doesn't love us. You know, that's just how it goes. The world doesn't love us. And we're out here trying to do it and trying to push every day. And it's not necessarily all the time about, you know, coming up with money for them. But sometimes just to say, I see you. I see you trying to do it. Because it takes a long time. And that's what people don't understand. Everything that has gotten me just even to this point, because I know that this is not, you know, where I'm stopping, but just to this point, it took me 7 years of very hard work to get where I am right now. So, you know, you look at Tyler Perry, and he said he was, you know, working and just grinding for 10 years just to get people to come to his, you know, his shows and stuff. So the way I look at it, I got 3 more years of this, and then I want to be where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Where, what my idea of a successful life is. You know what I'm saying? That's where I want to be. I already feel like I'm a success, but unfortunately, I'm still looking for approval for by industry standards or the world standards, only because I don't feel like I can't do it. That's how I feel. I feel like I've laid the, you know, the groundwork so that I can now achieve what other people perceive to be success. My own personal success would be achieving some sort of award for my writing, creating a few, you know, brands that are, you know, mainstream brands that everybody knows. That would be something that I would really love to be a part of, and I'm working on right now. But that's my success personally, and I know, you know, people will be like, oh, you know, looking, you know, certain people will look at that different ways, but for me, that's just what I want, and that's how it goes. So
And that's what counts. What other people think about that, or if they disagree with your needs or your goals or your wishes, I mean, that shouldn't concern you. And don't ever go by anybody's standards. Because anybody, to me, anybody that sets a standard like that or kind of limits you, they're limiting themselves and they're not happy with themselves. Therefore, they're trying to make other people feel limited and feel as low as they feel. That's just what I've learned over the years. So it doesn't matter anymore if somebody else says, oh, you know what, this is not good enough, or this has to be this. It doesn't matter. All that matters is, again, my success within me. That's all
within
that
me. So true.
That's,
you know,
that
that's what I love. I was going to say, that's what I love about this and that, because last week I was giving you, you know, relationship advice, and, you know, it was, you know, something that I was so passionate about. And now you talking about this because you're at such a good place with yourself, and you're, you know, you know, basically giving me advice on this. So I just, that's the beautiful part about, if you guys don't hang out with us on Wednesday or Thursday nights, depending on how, you know, our schedules go. If you don't hang out with us every Wednesday and Thursday night, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, you're really, really missing out, because we always give people gems and great advice and things like that. That's,
and we,
what, you know, that is.
We're vulnerable. Yeah, we're vulnerable. We don't sit here and say we know it all, we figured it all out. We are very vulnerable, very reality, very honest and raw, and I think that's what the listener appreciate too, because, you know, we real people with real things going on. And so I didn't have a problem to admit on air publicly last week that I haven't figured it out as far as the relationship thing go. I did figure one thing out, how important it is to love me. And, you know, I didn't just come to this place. You know, I've worked hard spiritually for some years to get to this point. This is the first time in my life, and I'm 44 years old. I say it proudly, I'm 44 years old. And this is the first time in my life where I can honestly say, and I mean honestly, honestly to myself, I love who I am. And that is, I mean, it makes so much more easier. Things are so much easier. Like, why couldn't I love myself before? But I think that is the hardest part. And like I said, we always love ourselves last, and that's where the problem starts. That's where
we really do.
Start.
Right.
I mean, we forget about ourselves. It's about everybody else, but it's never about us. So,
Right. And I love that you said last week, you said, love yourself. And you, like, that's the answer to everything. And really, if you think about it, loving yourself, like you said, is the answer. You know, if you are in a relationship that's not going good, and you know, and things are bad, and you allow things to just be bad and happen around you, then that's, you don't love yourself enough to know that you deserve better.
Exactly.
If you are, you know, I mean, it just on every single level, you know, if we were to really get into that, and I know that's something I have to really, really work on with myself, because I think I mentioned it last week, you know, being raised by a perfectionist, you know. For me, I'm always just not good enough. And that's something that I really, really struggle with. But at the same time, it drives who I am. But I know I have work to do on achieving, because I'm kind of like a little junior Martha Stewart in a way. I'm always I'm kind of always looking for the next thing that's going to put me where I need to go. And right now I'm struggling in just being happy with the fact that, you know, that I am, that I'm talented, that I'm, you know, that I'm smart. I struggle with that. I don't even like to say I'm smart. That's how bad it gets sometimes.
But see, the thing about it is,
that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
You should want to always improve and increase whatever that you're doing, but you cannot skip the part where you love yourself and accept yourself the way you are now. That's the only way that you can go on to the next level. And let me tell you something, partner, real quick about our moms. They're in heaven, wherever they're at. They are moms, and they're perfect, right? But guess what? They are not. They were humans. They were not perfect. Yeah. So I learned to accept the fact that my mama was not always right, and that was hard at first, especially because my mom, you know, you kind of feel guilty. You think, oh, my gosh, my mama is dead. How can I say that she was wrong at this and that? But you know what? Mamas are not always right either. And so it's like there are certain things that when I was raised, you know, that I would now say, you know, and it's okay to admit that. And mamas are not always right. So sometimes you have to go back and say, you know what? Just because mama used to say this or do that, that doesn't mean I have to do it too. You know, I'm my own person. She had her own reason why she was the way she was according to how she was raised. And then my grandmother were a certain way because the way she was raised. So you really, we can't blame our moms either. And, you know, because it goes back to generations to generations to generations, you know. But we need to break that cycle. We need to break that cycle. Look, I'm my own person, and this is how, you know, this is me now. This is how it's going to be. And we have to just free think, free thinkers. Think for yourself.
Yeah. Right. Like Erica Badu says, think while it's legal. I love that. Think while it's legal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
We have
She's
a
actually
life.
Performing. Right. She Erica Badu was actually performing at the casino in my town. So I'm like, I wish I was there. I was there. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna catch her. I'm gonna get to see her. But partner, you know what I was gonna tell you? If you can, if you feel comfortable enough to do it, you should post a picture of your mom on our page. Your mom to me personally looks like Tina Marie. She reminds me so much of Tina Marie. And just the way she looks, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was because the picture that was taken was kind of like in the 70s.
Yeah,
look.
Like the 70s. Yeah. No, really, my mama looked, my mama favored Prince Leo from Star Wars? Prince Leo?
Oh,
Prince Leia. Yeah.
Okay.
Leia, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what mama looks like.
You should post it, and then you guys, you know, go on there and show partner some love. It's always hard on the birthdays and Christmases and holidays, and it's hard.
Yeah, because her birthday and the day she passed away are so close. Like, her birthday is today. Well, it would be today, and then she passed away 2 weeks later, like November the 15th. So that was another hard day. Oh. But you know what? I tell you what. Now she died in 92, so that's like 20 going to 23 years.
Yes.
I tell you what, I stopped focusing on that day that she passed away. Like, for many years, I say for at least 10 or 11 years, every 15th, it was programmed in my head because, you know, the law of attraction is real. And what we put in our mind, you know, hey. And it was programmed. On the 15th, I would feel like crap and I'd be depressed because that was the day she passed and I focused on that, and which was very bad and very damaging. She wouldn't have wanted that. So it's like, I don't focus on that day anymore. And sometimes like, oh, it's the 15th. Okay. You know what? Wow. You know, I totally forgot. And it's good. I shouldn't focus on the day that she passed away. I should, like, the birthday is like, great. You know, focus on these days, the good days, not the bad days.
Right.
And
right.
But, of course, for many years that was kind of trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was going to say, I know for me personally how this goes for me. I had to get to a place, like, it was quite a while after. It's been, 3 years now since my mom's been, since my mom passed. And
wow,
for me, yeah, can you, I mean, that's really crazy that it's been 3 years. But I used to get so sad when I was having thoughts of her or memories of her and things like that. But
yeah.
Now I have so many, I just only get memories of the good stuff. I don't know how that's happening, but I will say this. If I hear certain songs or certain music, it's just a bad day for me. But
mm-hmm.
I will say that for the most part, like 99% of the time, every time I get a thought of my mom, it's just absolutely just the best of times when we were just really hanging out. Me and her are big, big, big R&B soul fans. So, like,
yeah.
Other people, you know, they go out and go to parties and stuff. My thing was I would get off work, I would go to my mom's house, we just, you know, listen to music and talk and chill and just,
yeah.
It was just the best thing. So that was my thing, and it took a long time to, you know, after she had passed, it took me a long time to be okay because that was my best friend. So, you
right.
know, but she's still with me. She's with me. And
exactly.
The funny thing is because her mom passed away like maybe 6 months before her. So when my daughter was in the hospital, when my daughter was in the hospital, it was storming. It was getting ready to storm and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. So it was getting kind of bad. But all of a sudden, it was like the middle of the night, and everything just cleared, and there was like these two super bright stars. And I said, look at my mom and grandma. They're over there being nosy. trying to find their grandbaby. So, yeah, so... Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you know, there's always, you know, just for those people who have your moms and have your family and stuff, just hug and love them, not just because of the fact that, you know, one day we're all going to leave, but just because of the fact that, you know, people who've lost their parents and stuff, they miss that so much. So, yeah, show love
wow.
and hug and all that good stuff. Love on everybody that is, you know, still around. That's how I look at it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, my best friend is calling right now of all times. I'm like, girl, go away. I'm like, I'm on the radio.
We have a show. I was
listening
like, yesterday,
too. Right.
So we have a
nobody
show.
Calls.
We're this and that.
Right.
Some of the
nobody
emails
calls.
I got. Some of the emails I got was like, are y'all having a topic show today? I said, really, it's
right.
this and that. And it's just a colorful this and that. We talk about this, that, and the other. That's why we call it this and that. We came up with that back then because
right.
this and that is not really just stuck on one topic, but we talk about health
right.
stuff, beauty stuff, just whatever. It's like a virtual conversation on air, and I've always
mm-hmm.
enjoyed it because we always cover stuff that are kind of fruitful. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some sort of message, even if we do just select talk or whatever. There's always some sort of message in every show. I mean, you can listen back to all of the shows. There's always a message. Even the artists, and we have these amazing, inspiring artists on our show. There's always
right.
something that you can take with you, and after the show, you just sit there like,
yes.
wow, that was
yes.
inspiring. I just remember Glass of Trump. He said so many inspiring things that night.
He did.
Even when I listen
he
back
did.
Today, right. It's like,
mm-hmm.
this man right
like
here.
Like what he said about, right, what he said about the Jordans. He was like, it's funny. Artists will come to him. They'll have, you know, $200 Jordans on, you know, and then they'll be like, well, I can't afford my business cards. He's like, where are your priorities at? I remember that
they
about
don't
Glass.
Even have a website.
And they don't have a website. They don't have things like that. And then you remember Keith Williams gave us some excellent advice on dating. Remember?
Oh,
he was talking
to
the author. Yeah, he was talking about when you meet someone and they ask you or you don't, you know, don't ask them what kind of person are you looking for, because then they will tailor make themselves out to be something they're not. You tell them to be who they are. And I love that. I love that. And I still think about that today. So we've had some gems, you know, some amazing, amazing artists on here. And definitely, you know, follow us, guys. Follow us on our social media sites and everything, because it goes down at Artist Connection. We are not just, you know, the norm, because remember when we started and we were talking about, you know, a certain radio station that just puts artists on there and makes them cry, you know, treats them like crap, you know, and then you said we're going to be the exact opposite of that always.
Well, I mean, there was a time where we was even criticized from other hosts and that we were too nice. Like, really? Like, if this is your perception, I mean, if this is how you feel about life, I feel sorry for yours, because, I mean, to me, there's no, I mean, I used to say things like to this, to that, to this. I don't believe in that anymore. I have a total different belief. Like, how can I be too nice? I mean, you know, explain that. We ain't talking about being naive or a dummy or something like that.
Yeah,
but if I'm being
exactly.
generous and loving and generous to somebody, how can I be too much of that? If feel that I'm too much of that, then you have a problem, not me. You have a problem accepting who you are. That's why you think there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with being good and nice and generous and positive and optimistic. That's because you have a problem. And I pray for you. I feel sorry for a person like that.
Exactly.
They cannot accept good things in their life, right?
Yes, they definitely will find themselves feeling really left out here at the Artist Connection, because the vibe here, the chemistry here is all love. We are pro-love. We are pro-positivity, pro-optimism, pro-just promotion and cheerleading for you. And if you can't handle that, then you probably won't find us very useful to you. But that's what we bring all the time.
Well, we're not going to sit here, right, and ask you questions and make you doubt yourself or, you know, look down on you. Like, whatever it is you do, embrace it yourself first, you know. You cannot.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to embrace yourself first, I think.
Right. And then I was going to say, we also get a lot of love because we research the people who come on our show.
Right.
We don't just put people on there and then we have no idea what's going on with them and who they are and what this is important to them. You know, we ask them, what do you want to talk about? You know, what is important to you? What message are you trying to send? And then we build our questions around that. And then we also do the research and find, you know, the best parts about them, about their music and stuff. I remember listening to Glass the Trans album, and I was like, oh my God, he's like a cross between like a Nate Dogg, and then he has like a funky kind of his vibe is definitely why can't I think of it? George Clinton. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and
he has that vibe.
And I remember I used to be freaked out. I was freaked out before the show. I was like, I hope I'm not going to say Bill Clinton. I don't know why I kept on mixing up these two names.
George Clinton, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I hope I'm not going to mess up and say Bill Clinton. I mean, it was just funny.
Right.
It was funny. It was fun, just like Glass. It was fun.
That's So this seems like we just have been just talking about, you know, artist connection and and our bond and how we met and all that good stuff. So I'm happy about that. This is this and that, y'all. Right. I was wondering about playing Mick Donay's music, because we were talking about him and saying how great he was. I didn't know if we still had his snippet or not. He's awesome.
Yeah, I have several snippets, but at the moment I have Happy Again only uploaded. And, of course, the way I plan it is on, every week now, I'm going to play another snippet. I have about 5 altogether that he personally sent me. Happy Again was he's a very good person and I like to help promote him. MickDonay.com is his website. He's a German R&B soul artist out of Germany. He was on The Voice of Germany. He made it up until like almost the end, and he's a pretty big artist over there, and he sings in English only.
Yes.
And so you can go to his website, M-I-C, Mick, not C-K, it's just M-I-C-D-O-N-E-T, MickDonay.com.
where you can purchase his music. And I can go ahead and let the Happy Again play one more time, snippet. Because it is just so soulful. But the next time I have Teach Me How to Love, or Teach You How to Love, Teach Me How to Love, I love that one. And I'll bring that snippet next week. So let's just hear it. Let's just hear it.
Come outside. Let's go to the park. Watch the clouds and the moon after dark. Oh, we could just chill, don't even have to talk. Yeah, we could just chill. Oh, yeah. I would give anything just to see you happy again. I would give anything just to see you happy again. Don't you know I'm your friend?
Me too. I'm like, you know, that's the kind of music just for me personally. To me, if I'm going to clean my house, you guys, I just have to be honest, I better have a playlist on deck, okay? But I will clean my whole house listening to a song like that, an album like that. He's a phenomenal artist. The fact that he would be having a low fan base in his hometown is completely crazy. So you guys go find him, support him, tell him Artist Connection sent you guys. And, yeah, let's really get behind good people, because music, it just is everything. I'm very passionate about music and poetry, so I definitely want him to be supported, because he's awesome.
And let me say one more thing. The fan base that he do have, I mean, it's pretty large, the fans, and they are devoted.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they are just all about their artist, and they support him in such amazing way. I think every artist deserves fans like that. They are so, I mean, they are just amazing.
Yes,
and
Gabrielle,
you know,
she goes hard for him.
Yeah. Gabrielle
goes hard for him. Yeah, Doris too.
Girl, you got you a fan in Germany too. Monet,
I know. You know what? The email that she sent, she had me in tears, and I was like, okay, I got to get her name, and I got to connect with her and everything. I just want to send you love if you are listening, which your words just really touched me, and it's so great that what we do here resonates and reaches, I mean, Germany. That's, you know what I'm saying? For me, you know, California girl, to be having people even feel anything that I say so far away is just crazy. But it's all love, and it's all God, and I'm thankful. So thank you.
Let's all be grateful. And I know at the beginning of the show, I did mention that I was going to talk about a maybe not so happy topic, but I do want to touch base and kind of raise awareness of that horrible disease, hepatitis C, which cost my own father's life. He got infected with the virus after he got back from Vietnam. And he lived with it for many years. And then, you know, it eventually, unfortunately, turned into cirrhosis of the liver, and he passed away from it. But it's still so, I mean, people die of it every day, and it's, like, not talked about. It's almost underrated, and people need to be aware of that more. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, because of all these other diseases, they forget how dangerous this disease can actually kill you. Okay, so I'm just going to cover two or three things about hepatitis C. It is a liver infection that's caused by a virus, and about 3.2 million Americans have it, and 17,000 or so get it each year. So if left untreated, it can turn into a lifelong liver disease that will eventually cause death. So how can you get hepatitis C is what a lot of people want to know. And I'm on our verified WebMD page, of course. That's where we get all our sources from. So how can you get it? And that's what most people are concerned about. The most common way to get it is to share needles or other equipment, especially if you inject illegal drugs. If you're in the healthcare business, of course, and accidentally be stuck with a needle used on an infected, you know, patient, we know that. It's rare, but it can happen. But you can also get it at a tattoo shop if the equipment isn't clean.
Yeah.
Very scary, because I have a few tattoos. You cannot get it by kissing, hugging, or sharing eating utensils. So you cannot get it through that. That's from WebMD. That comes from WebMD. Now, it says here, who gets hepatitis C? It says baby boomers are most likely to have the infection, but we're not sure why. Some boomers were infected before blood screening methods changed in 1992. Others got it from injecting drugs, or even if it was only once. If you were born between 1945 and 65, the CDC suggests you could test it for hepatitis C. I'm going to repeat that. If you were born between 45 and 65, the CDC suggests for you to get tested for hepatitis C. It's interesting because my daddy was born in 47. So.
Now, so he was right in that.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't get it from the needle. I mean, I'm just saying. Symptoms. Most people who have it won't have any symptoms at all. If you do, they might include some fever, nausea, vomiting, or stomach pain. You could be tired and not feel hungry, because those symptoms can be the same for a lot of illnesses. So if you don't feel well, just generally see a doctor. I mean, that's just, you know. Now, the long-term risk, it's important to get treated. If the disease goes untreated for many years, it will damage your liver, and it can also lead to liver cancer, liver failure, or scarring of the liver, liver cirrhosis. And that's, of course, what happened to my father. Now, to get diagnostic hepatitis C, your doctor can tell if you have the condition with a simple blood test, so you can just go and actually ask to get tested for hepatitis C. Better, I mean, the earlier, you know, the better. Now, treatment, the treatments, and that's my last one that I'm going to go over, drugs called antiviral treat hepatitis C. It's a new drug, and it is a once-a-daily pill that combines, okay, I cannot pronounce that, but it says sulfapavir. Okay. It cures the disease in most people in 8 to 12 weeks. Wow. Other options include a combination of those pills, interferon, or Repitol. Well, this is Repitol. I know Repitol. Ask your doctor what's best for you based on your medical needs and insurance coverage. Wow, of course. Yeah, we always got to think about the insurance coverage. Wow.
The insurance,
but
exactly.
Yeah, the reason I just wanted to kind of, you know, like, kind of raise awareness a little bit, because people do tend to ignore those things, especially our youth. You know, we have to reach out and kind of give our youth, you know, all the information that we have. Just take care of yourself.
Right. Our youth and our men, they ignore that too. Our youth and our men, they don't really go to the doctor like they should sometimes. So that thank you, partner. You saving lives and everything, giving some really, really great advice and all that.
Well, you know, it's from WebMD, and it's a good trustworthy source, and it's verified and medically backed up. So, yeah, that's where I reach to get all my information. And you can get vaccines for hepatitis A and B. So, you know, that's not going to cure your C, but, you know, make sure you get your Hep
get
A
your
and
immunization.
Hep B.
And some famous people who had it, of course, the judge, the mother from the judge, she had that. And it definitely ended, it slowed her career way down. I won't say ended, but she you know, traveled after some years. But, yeah, so, you know, definitely some famous people who had it. And then, of course, Pamela Anderson Lee. So, yeah, it's definitely a serious illness. And I'm very sorry, you know, that you lost your dad that way. So that's, I mean, wow.
we have to take care of ourselves. I mean, we just do. Exactly. You know, some people don't make good choices, health choices, and later have to suffer from it, and I hate that. And, I mean, I myself, I'm guilty. I used to smoke cigarettes. I mean, which, you know, hello, very bad.
Right.
Of course, yeah. I got away from this horrible, horrible addiction. I mean, it's just devastating what just a single cigarette can do to you. I'm just saying, not along, you know, other drugs. And it's just, yeah, we need to love ourselves. There's another thing. I love myself enough to know that my body cannot be at ease if I'm not at ease. You know, then if I'm at ease, then disease will not have a chance. Because I will not inject bad things into my body. I will eat healthy. You know, I love myself and all that. So, you know, comes with knowledge, comes with age, comes with awareness.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does. Man, so guys, we are, how many minutes are we into the show? We are like 5 minutes over in the show.
Yeah, we over. We actually over. So we're going to have to kind of wrap it up. We have to wrap it up. Do you want to say some words to your listener? Because I will wrap it up in just a minute.
Okay, well, I will just say thank you. Shout out to Carmenita and little Arion. I'm going to, you know, put them on some future shows so you guys can look out for that. To everybody that has listened and supported us and all that good stuff, I love you guys and thank you. To my amazing partner, I just want to send some big love and all that stuff and just, you know, prayers and positivity today because I know it's really hard for her. So shout out to everybody, and you guys have a great time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Yay, peace. Thanks for listening, and love yourself. Remember, when you go to bed tonight, tell yourself how much you love yourself, and trust me, it works wonders. It really does. And we're going to end our show with the great recap and our theme song, Artist Connection. We're going to listen to that before we leave the show. I love you, partner.
Yay.
And we out, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girl Tamiyo C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiyo C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing or they write rhymes.
Hey.
Cop to Mannheim.
Hey.
From the A-State to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection. And in this category, Tammy, LC, and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey, yo, Tammy, LC,
got a song you gotta hear, though.
Hey, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tammy, LC,
got a song you gotta hear, though.
Hey, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.